Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. That's our promise. Give him praise. Church, be seated. Relax. It's my prayer that what we talk about tonight moves you closer to God. We've been singing songs. Our concert was the 5th of December. It was a great night. 125 people, the biggest one attendance for the church. We're so humbled. So humbled at what God's doing in this church and the family. But it's my prayer that we just talk about Jesus in a way tonight that when you leave here, you want to celebrate the birth of our Savior even more. That you get fed today something maybe in a way that you didn't hear it, because we're going to talk about our Lord and Savior. Amen. And the joy that follows. I have good testimony to bring you. 1 hour ago, I spoke to Greg Chassie from the hospital bed. He's doing 100 times better than he was yesterday and better than the day of his operation, and he said his hands already moving the way it used to, and his feeling is coming back already. So give God, that's a testimony. And I said we've been singing all month long, and the songs are great, and we're going to sing a couple more here before we get started, and the songs are joyful. My bride and I have been singing them every day at the nursing homes, but the songs only take you so far, and when that music is over, you're back to your spirit again anew. So we're going to sing just a couple more, and we're going to sing together. I didn't bring my guitar. Our maestro is going to play. I'm going to join my wife, and we'll get into the hymnals, and we'll sing them together, and then we're going to talk about the baby Jesus. Amen. And we're going to talk about you and God. Hallelujah. We want God to change our lives. Amen. We want to be more Christ-like. Amen. We're going to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior. People have been singing those songs and singing those songs, but it has to get here. It has to move you here. So tonight, I want to do that. I pray that my words touch your heart. I pray that God's words touch your heart. I pray that when you leave here, you want more of God in your life. And for the young folks that are here, I am envious of the fact that you have all these things in front of you that took me forever to find. When you have God at a young life, there's things that you do and you don't do that we do. Amen. When we're older, the things we look back on and say, I wish I hadn't. I wish I knew. I wish somebody told me. For those that are here tonight, a little younger, the grandchildren, they have an opportunity to walk with God in a way that I didn't take. Amen. So that's a blessing. The Bible says, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Tonight I want to talk about forgiveness in a different way. I want to talk about you. I want to talk about you forgiving the person in the mirror. Amen. Tonight you need to forgive the person in the mirror that you're looking at. Amen. You need to forgive you. How many ever thought that you weren't worthy to be with God? How many of you ever thought that you weren't worthy to pray? You just couldn't. Why couldn't God listen to me? Oh, I'm going to tell you the answer to that. But you need to forgive yourself for anything that you did in your life. And I want to talk about three people in the Bible. Three people. One was a man that God said, a man after my own heart. His name was David. Amen? God loved David. David loved God. David had everything that a man could ever want. And he became king. He had anything. He had his heart's desire. Yet he wanted something that was not his. Amen? He wanted another's wife. Amen? And this man who loved God took what did not belong to him. And not only doing that, he took this woman's husband, put him in the front lines of a battle, knowing that he would not survive that battle. This man who loved God committed these sins. I don't think anybody here is going that far. Amen. The sins were committed. David got on his knees and confessed his sins. He said, I did not sin against man, Lord. I sinned against you. And God forgave him. Amen. There's another man in the Bible. All he wanted to be was great in man's eyes. Great. He wanted to be so great that his whole ambition was to destroy and kill Christians. He went out searching to kill Christians. And he thought doing that he would go back and he would be great in the eyes of men who hated Christians. His name was Saul. until God met him on the road going to Damascus and changed his life. His name became Paul. Amen? Paul. He wanted to be great in man's eyes. When he gave his heart and gave his life to God, he became great in God's eyes. Amen. He lifted up higher than he ever thought he could be. God lifted him up and blessed him with things and blessed him. And the words in this Bible are his words in the New Testament. When God takes your life, when you give it to him and he takes you, he moves you higher than you ever thought. Amen. He brings you to places you never thought you could be. He opens up doors for you that you never thought you could be open, because he's our Father. And where does he live? And he loves you. There was another man in the Bible. Another man in the Bible that when he faced terror, when he faced being as afraid as he ever, when he faced life or death, he denied knowing him 3 times. When the trouble came in Peter's life, Peter walked with Jesus, served him, listened to his words, knew him, saw the miracles. When that time came, when he faced his trials and tribulations, he denied knowing him 3 times. What did Jesus do? He forgave him. Amen. Tonight you need to know where you stand with the Lord. You need to know that you have a right to pray. You need to know that God hears you. You need to understand why the baby Jesus was born. Amen. We're celebrating his birth, but it's what he did, amen, that we celebrate every single day. Are you with me? Hallelujah. He was born for one reason: our salvation. People understand, please understand this. There's people in the Bible that you have not done what those people did. There's sinners in this world who have fallen on their knees and asked God for forgiveness, and he has forgiven them. Remember the man on the cross. What did Jesus say to the man on the cross? Today you will be with me where? Hallelujah. When he died on the cross, when he shed his blood for you, he said, "It is finished." Our sins are now covered by his blood. The last sacrifice, George Minko, was done. There was no other sacrifice needed again. No other. Amen? No other. When you walk in this world believing with God, when you take Jesus into your heart, when you say, "Jesus, I love you. Lord, I'm going to do everything I can to walk closer to you, to know you." In your life, amen? Not your church's life, not the people on TV. In your life, you and him, when you take him into your heart, he gives you the Holy Spirit inside you, the Spirit of God inside you, and your sins are covered by the blood of the Lord. Amen. When Jesus looks down and God looks down upon you, even though you say you fall short, and the Bible says that, when God looks down upon you, he does not see your sin. Why? Because it's covered in the veil of his Son's blood. Amen. Because you walk with Jesus, because you call yourself a Christian, amen, because you have that inside of you that you have, that surrounds you, the blood of God, that last sacrifice that started with the birth of Jesus, amen, it started with that. And you might say, if God's blood is around me, then I can do anything I want. I can sin. I can do anything I want. I can do anything in my life. I would tell you that if that's how you truly feel, you haven't received the blood. You haven't been covered in the blood. You haven't received Jesus. If you feel like because of this you can do that, then you haven't reached up on it. Amen? You haven't understood the birth. Amen? You haven't understood. You're celebrating Christmas, but you didn't understand the birth because you didn't accept him into your heart. If knowing about God's grace, about God's forgiveness, about his love, about the promises of God, and we blatantly continue to live in sin without guilt, without fear, without any regret, then we have not really accepted God into our hearts. And I hear people say, "Well, Miss Pat, maybe I don't know if I did. How do I know if I've loved him? How do I know if I've accepted him enough?" If you even think that, you're on the path to eternity with Him. If your heart is worried, if your mind is, I really want to know, I want to be sure, I want to do more, I want to learn, then you're on the path. Amen? You have not denied Him. You just have the faith the size of a mustard seed. You're beginning a walk with God that grows every day. Amen? And tonight, I want it to grow in leaps and bounds. When you leave here, I want you to know that you know and know why we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior. I would tell you that it begins tonight again. Each day, if you wake up and you're the same as you were yesterday, I had a pastor tell me once, you're backsliding. Because God has something for you today that you don't even know. He has something more than what you have today. He has glory for you that you haven't even looked at. He has victory for you that you haven't even reached for yet. Amen? And knowing Him that way. So if you're worried about whether you're covered in the blood or not, just say, Lord, help me. And that's acknowledgement enough for Him to know you're searching. Say, Lord, show me. That's acknowledgement enough for Him to know you want to know more. Say, Lord, I'm sorry for the things I did. And anybody here sorry for the things you did in the past? I'm lifting my hand up because I am just a man. Just a man like you. But a man who loves God and wants to bring you closer to that God that I love and trust with all my heart. I have a beautiful bride. A beautiful bride. We have children and grandchildren. I need to trust that God with my children and my grandchildren. They're thousands of miles away. I say, God, you know where they are every minute. I need to love you and trust you and know that you have them in your heart or I can't continue this fight. Amen? Knowing Him is first you accepting what He did for you on that cross. Knowing Him is accepting why He was born. Amen? We celebrate the birth. That's what we're doing tomorrow. Merry Christmas. Jesus is born. But that celebration is our victory. Amen? That's the beginning of our victory walking with the Lord that David didn't have, Solomon didn't have, Samuel didn't have, Moses didn't have, Noah didn't have. But you all have that. Amen? That should give you reason to rejoice already. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Amen? Let earth receive His King. I see this so many times with my friends and my family. They start to go to church. They get an idea who God is. They start to like God. They love God. They start going. But they're not really sure. And then trouble comes. And we have to tell them, God is with you. God will carry you through. God will, and they suffer and they worry. And there's so many things that God would have removed from them if you chose Him first. I say, don't wait until trouble comes before you truly know Him. Don't give the enemy place to attack your heart and mind. How many know that trouble comes? To all. Amen. All of us are going to face troubles and tribulations. It's how well you know Him when the enemy attacks. When the enemy attacks you in the mind, how well you know Him. Amen. You need to forgive yourself for everything that you did so that you can know more about God and accept Him. You need to forgive yourself because God has forgiven you so that you can know more about Him in your heart. Amen. Again, not in the church's heart. We had a man come here before. Praise the Lord. He walked in and introduced himself. And I said, how you doing? I'm the pastor. He says, I'm Catholic. I said, we're all Jesus's people here. We do more to separate ourselves than that's a place where the enemy rejoices. But I tell you that if you know Him and you love Him, before the trials and tribulations come, you face them in a different way. I can ask Bill to give you testimony. I've seen it when he went through the first thing. It was a little hard. And the second thing, and then I heard him with the third thing, say, I'm not really worried. I know God's with me. I really don't want to go do it, right, Bill? But you said to me, but my faith is, and I saw it with Greg. And if you all knew how far my brother has come, I just give him God praise and glory because only God could have brought him to where he is. But when he said to us on the phone, he said, I feel all right. I'm ready. And I know God's with me. And I thank my church for praying for me. Amen. Then that's a miracle of God. When God touches you, when He touches you and you have that peace, you have that inner peace, that, don't you know that that's when healing begins? No doctor can give you that. No doctor can, any doctor can do, but no doctor can give you the healing that He gives you just knowing He is with you. Amen. That comfort begins your body's healing long before you go and have the operation or long before before you go and talk to the boss, or long before you go and talk to your teacher, God will bring favor to children. I've been telling them, God will bring you favor. If you go to church and you go to school and you know the Lord, He will bring you favor, but maybe with a teacher, maybe with a test. And I had somebody say, well, He won't help me with my test. I said, no, of course He won't help you with your test. But if you study and do, when you go to that test, God will bring the answer. He will help you. He will refresh your mind. The Holy Spirit will work with you. God wants to lift you up. Amen. God's not holding you down. Are you with me? Let each trouble actually give God another chance to show Himself, to prove His word, to make you stronger. Amen. He wants you to be stronger, Gary. He wants you to know Him so He can do and prove His word to you. And the more you know Him, the more you allow Him to prove His word to you. In little things. And Dave's not here tonight, but my wife and I sing at nursing homes every single day. You ever been to a nursing home? And we pray every time we go. And we pray for a parking place every time we go. I've been doing over 15 years of nursing homes, and I have not had a parking place. My sister-in-law thinks I'm nuts. I said, but I'm talking to God because He'll supply all my needs. And he said, well, you're asking God for that? No, what I'm doing is acknowledging that God can. I'm acknowledging that God is in front of me. Before I'm even there, He's there. Amen. When I'm asking God to bless our music or to bless my, I know that He's already there. Amen. I'm acknowledging more about God in my life, and it's making me stronger. Amen. You know, my bride and I, we talk about God in Him, but you know, things come against us, and things come against us in the world, but we have to be stronger together. Amen. You're stronger when you're together and when you're with God. Amen. Stronger. That's what He wants for you. He doesn't want you to be lost, especially when you watch television and you see all the reports on TV. You can start to get scared, and God's saying, no, no, don't. I'm with you. I'm there. Pray to me. Walk with me. He'll show us the way. Hallelujah. And I would tell you this. Please listen. There's so much more ahead for you. Has anybody ever said, is this all there is? You think in your life, whatever age you think, well, this is, no. God said, I got so much more for you. If you just trust me, if you just, Miss Patty said, trust me, I've got more for you. He doesn't care about age. He cares about your heart. He said, I'll show you things to do. I'll bring you things to do if you'll just trust me. If this isn't all there is, He said, my blessings are over and over and over. And His blessings bless those around you. That's my God. He does not want, hallelujah. He does not want to change us. Anybody ever thought that God would want to change you? Gary, you ever think that God wants to change who you are? I used to be worried when I gave my heart to God, I said this last week, that He'd sent me on a missionary trip to Africa or somewhere. I didn't want to go. He's not going to make you go and do the things you don't want, but He's going to use the talent that you have to bless Him, amen, to praise Him and to bring others. He's not going to change you. He wants to remove, say that with me, remove. Remove, say that with me. He wants to remove those things that rob you from the blessings He can and He will bring into your life for your family and friends, even for your enemies. Anybody got anybody, people coming against you? You want to win that battle? You want to be love them. Bible says, love your enemy. He said, love him. You don't have to spend 24 hours a day with him, but when you talk to him, love him. When you see him, smile and give him love. Amen. It removes all of their strength and actually ends up confusing them. And the more they see you're true about what you're doing, it'll actually draw them to you. Amen. God's ways are the ways we need to go, not man's ways. Are you with me? There's so much more ahead for you. But I tell my family, there's so much more ahead for this church. Amen. Mary and Joseph, Art and Gladys, George, all our friends. We built this church with 6 people. Last Sunday we had 59 people. That might not sound alike to some people, but it was huge to me as a pastor. I was humbled. The church was full. People were singing. People are really rejoicing and finding the Lord. But I'm going to tell my church family, there's so much more to this church. It's just beginning. Amen. Deacon Gary and Marcia doing Bible studies on Wednesday nights. Things are happening. We have music at our potlucks dinners every... George Mako, God has something for you that you haven't even discovered yet. And let me tell you something, my brother. Everybody in the church wants to see you get it. Everybody wants to see you with a smile and strength. They love you more than you love yourself. They love you more than you can imagine. But he has something for you that's different than you've ever had, in a way that you never thought. And it'll bring more people to you than you ever could bring just being the same every day. You understand what I'm saying, George? He loves you. Look what he's put you next to. Look at the person that loves you and has protected you. And that's only a gift from God. And amen? That's the God that we love. He does that for us. Thank you, Lord. The baby Jesus. We sing all the songs. Hallelujah. But this is going to move you. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to read in the Bible the words in red. Everybody know what the words in red are? From the baby Jesus. Amen. Tomorrow morning you say Merry Christmas and the baby Jesus. I'm going to read his words to us. Are you with me? And by the way, y'all have Bibles at home. I hope you have Bibles. Does anybody here not write in their Bibles? You know, when I first started going to church, I looked at my Bible and I looked at my pastor's Bible, and the pages were bent and torn, and there was notes and yellows, and I'm thinking, my mother would kill me. My bride, you had a Bible on the table when you were a little girl. Your mother wouldn't even let you touch it. Praise God. If you look at my Bible now, the pages are all bent, and there are marks, and there's yellows, and there's notes, and there's words and stuff. You know why? Because this is my book with him. Amen. I want to know when I'm reading, and I open up that Bible, and I find those notes, I'll read it again. And when I find the yellow words, I read them again, because they've touched me. And if they touch me once, they're going to touch me twice. When the words of the God touch you the third time, it'll touch you the fourth time. And let me tell you about this book, and Deacon Gary will tell you, you read one page. I dare you tonight to read one page in the Gospel of John, and then you read it again to tomorrow, he will show you something different that you didn't see the first time. You said those words were right there, but I missed it. Amen. And then you start getting that marker out and start writing on it and writing notes. You look at my Bible, I got notes, I got bent pages and ripped pages, because my Bible is being used. Amen. I want it to be used. I want my Bible to look old, because I want to use it, make it his word in my heart. Amen. For the baby Jesus, this is how we praise him. So I'm going to read from John 17. Father, Jesus, saying, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. As you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent, the baby Jesus. Amen. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given to me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together. Listen to what he says in one little, right here, three lines. Listen to what he says. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. If anybody says that Jesus wasn't in the beginning, he said, well, he'd have to be a liar to say that. Amen. Glorify, he said, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. And then Jesus goes on to pray for his disciples. Listen to what he says. I have manifested your name to the men who you have given to me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you. For I have given to them the words which you have given to me, and they have received them and have known surely that I came forth from you. And they have believed that you have sent me. Jesus says, I pray for them. Now listen to what he says here so that you understand. He said, I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. And all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name those whom you have given to me, that they may know that they may be one as we are. Jesus said, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you have gave me, I have kept. And none of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, Father, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. When you get laughed at, when you get ridiculed, when you talk to an unbeliever and he laughs at you, just understand what he just said in that one there. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world. Unbelievers will not accept what you say. Just keep moving on. Amen. There's plenty of people who need to be fed. And Jesus said, I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. That they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Jesus says, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me in the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. George Mako, your name's in the Bible. Pat, Bill Kohler, your name's in the Bible. Lisa, your name's in the Bible. Joseph and Mary, Walter and Jean, everybody. How many here believe Jesus? How many are celebrating the birth of Jesus because you love him? You love him as a baby? Then your name, I'm about to read your name in this book. Your name in the Bible, amen? When I read your name in the Bible, I want you to say hallelujah. I want you to say thank you, Lord. I want you to know that you are children of the Most High. And we celebrate Christmas because of the baby Jesus, because he has given us this, amen? Give him praise, church, before we even get there. Now, I am not the Pope. I am not the Bishop. I am not the High Priest. I am just a pastor, a humble shepherd in this church. I am going to read to you Jesus' words. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. I've just read your name. Maestro, I just read your name. You believe? Then I've just read your name in the Bible. One little part. John 17:20. Jesus said, I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. Believe in who? The baby Jesus. Amen. You want a reason to celebrate Christmas? Right there. I do not pray for these alone. Also, but for those who will believe in me through their word. And then he said that they all, who? May be one. As you, Father, are in me and I in you. That they also may be one in us. That the world may believe that you have sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them that they may be one just as we are one. I in them, you and me. That they may be made perfect in one. And that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. He says, Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am. That they may behold my glory which you have given me. For you loved me before the foundations of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you. And these have known that you sent me. And I have declared to them your name and will declare it, that the love which you love me may be in them and I in them. And I have declared to them your name. And I will declare it, that the love which you love me may be in them and I in them. Thank you, Lord. You have something Paul didn't have. You have something Solomon didn't have, that Noah didn't have, that Samuel didn't have, that Solomon didn't have, that David didn't have, Zechariah didn't have. Amen? You have Jesus. Came, born for who? Us. For what? Our salvation. To be with who? God. To be accepted by God. When he died on that cross and shed his blood, it covered all your sins. All the things you did, all the things you do, you get on your knees and say, Lord, help me with my iniquities. Lord, forgive me for my thoughts. Lord, help me to do right. Help me to treat other people right. And all the things you're doing, when he looks down, God the Father looks down, all he sees is you covered in the blood. He does not see the sin. Amen. That's the promise, and that's the celebration. So I tell you this, honor the birth of the gift, God's Christmas present to us. I dare you. I dare you. I challenge you to receive it. I just read your name in the Bible, so the next time you look at the Bible, you say, my name is in there. God loves me. He loves you. Celebrate the birth. Merry Christmas, everybody. Give him praise. Hallelujah. People want to sing Silent Night? Let's sing Silent Night, and then I will let you go. And thank you for being with us. This is our second Christmas Eve service that we've ever had. We're growing. This is the largest number that we had at the second one. I want to thank friends and family for visiting and people to give up a little of your Christmas Eve and your shopping and the wrapping and the cooking that you would come here and humble us with you. But I pray that you leave today celebrating the birth in a way you never did before, celebrating Jesus in the way you never did before.